Amid the coronavirus threat, demand for hand sanitizer has skyrocketed, creating shortages. Some of the most vulnerable are in desperate need. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports for Side Effects Public Media that distilleries across the country are pitching in to help meet the demand.
The Hotel Tango Distillery near downtown Indianapolis usually is focused on producing bourbon, rye, and other liquor. But when the coronavirus hit, CEO Travis Barnes saw a very different need that his company could fill. Hand sanitizer.
Well, I was actually reading about people making it incorrectly and that they weren't actually making anything that could actually kill germs. So we have the facility, we have the ingredients on hand to really produce that. So we kind of just shifted gears to produce actual hand cleaner.
Barnes turned production and tasting room space into an assembly line of sorts. Workers switched to making thousands of bottles of sanitizer, putting labels on 4 ounce containers and taping boxes to distribute the sanitizer in.
I think it's a needed product right now to keep people healthy, and I'm proud and humbled that our company is able to provide that for everybody else out there.
Dean Eric Barker, Purdue's College of Pharmacy, says federal agencies, including the Food and Drug Administration, recently approved the move. Non-traditional businesses can temporarily produce sanitizer. He says the government is offering
some simple rules to follow so that the products are both safe and effective.
Now, dozens of microbreweries and small distilleries across the U.S. are helping out. So are giants like Anheuser-Busch. Barker says to make effective hand sanitizer, it must be at least 60% ethanol and include hydrogen peroxide and glycerol. The final product might be unfamiliar to consumers.
The consistency of the FDA-approved products is going to be different than what you might find in the traditional over-the-counter products like Purell. It's going to be a much thinner consistency.
Hotel Tango has received requests for sanitizer from around Indiana and the nation. Once federal approval was in hand, the first batch of about 4,000 bottles headed out for delivery, for free. One box went to the Patachew Foundation, an Indianapolis organization that provides meals to school children. Executive Director Matthew Feltrop says the week after the city schools closed, the organization made 8,500 meals compared to the usual 2,000. But the people making deliveries needed sanitizer.
I actually went personally to 10 different grocery stores in town. I called all of our suppliers who were having a hand sanitizer backlog for months, and they weren't making any promises for when it would come in. And so we were kind of out of luck.
In the Patachew lobby, a box of hand sanitizer from Hotel Tango sat open. It was delivered earlier that day. Feltrop says the supply will help keep team members safe while delivering meals.
Now we have a case from Hotel Tango that we'll be able to use probably for the next month.
The hand sanitizer production has allowed Hotel Tango to keep its staff busy, avoiding layoffs. Now, House Manager Nick Hinton says the biggest challenge is getting bottles for the sanitizer. The distillery partnered with an Evansville manufacturing company for 77,000 bottles.
So that's going from 4,000 on our initial bottle purchase to 77,000 is a pretty big jump, but that just means that we've got plenty of work to do for those of our staff that have stuck through all of this for the foreseeable future, thankfully.
Some people are still making sanitizer at home. But Barker says FDA-approved businesses like distilleries and pharmacies bring a guarantee of effectiveness.
Giving guidance to those that have the core knowledge around percent alcohol, particularly, and compounding, so we can get safe and effective products into the hands of consumers is a priority in this time.
But Barker adds one note of caution. While sanitizer does help, he says washing hands is the most effective measure to prevent the spread of the virus. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Samantha Horton.